So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety. This mic's out of order. Shh, Nikes. Oops. That was an accident. Okay. So, welcome to 411, everybody. I made an oopsie. I didn't switch it to manual, so the outro played, but we'll just play it again when I'm done. So welcome to the 411. That was complete accident, but, you know, sometimes those happen, and we need to live with them and accept them. I'm Miles Sprong, 411. Great morning. All right. I'm also here joined by... Wait, hold on. Why? Oh, is that one? Oh, that's no bueno. Well, Lorelai, aren't you sick? I'll spare you the talking. Hold on. The WBDG audience didn't hear you because it was muted. Are you sick? Are you sick, Lorelai?
Yes. Very much so. Sorry, Landon.
I will spare you the talking. You may leave. Since there's only one microphone. So it's just me and Big Nelly today.
Bye, Lorelai.
Bye, Lorelai.
Hope you feel better.
Because Nelly didn't show up until like 3 minutes ago, so I was just going to do the show with Lorelai, but she's sick. There's only one mic. It's okay. Yeah. What's happening? What? It is on.
Turn it off real quick. I'm gonna adjust it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I am so silly. Anyways, what do you say we just jump right into it?
Let's do it, buddy. Sounds great.
All right, so we're gonna start with some MLB news. And
baseball.
I've got an inside scoop.
Okay.
I've got something that I don't know, it just says out of order. Oh, it's not turned on? Is that what the problem was? Oh, that's so fun.
Radio check. Oh, looky there.
Okay.
All right. Well, Lorelai can come back now.
Unless you don't want to because you're sick. That's perfectly okay.
I'm just going to sit here.
Okay.
I'll butt in sometimes.
Okay. Sounds good.
I said out of order. We didn't know what else to do.
Someone was tricking us.
Okay.
All right. So...
MLB news, let's go.
I've got an inside scoop.
Tell me.
Well, yesterday, I got a really interesting email from a trusted source.
Uh-huh.
It's from... hold on. Let me find it real fast. This will take 2 seconds. It's fine. From Bobby Martin.
Bobby Martin.
Yeah, the head of the home clubhouse manager for the Indianapolis Indians.
Oh, snap.
And I made it past the first round of cuts for the new bat boy position or the clubhouse staff position.
Hold on, shit, they emailed me.
So I'm super pumped because that means they're trying to set up an interview, and that means if I get this, I will be talking or I will be working with minor league players and former major league players. And I will be even more in the scoop about baseball than I am right now. Maybe if I get on good terms, get a couple of them in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Special 411 edition.
Oh, yeah. MLB.
With
minor league baseball edition, yeah.
Well, I think that would be sick. So, yeah.
I've got no other email, but I'm proud of you, buddy.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. You gonna set something up? But, yeah, that was just a quick little flex real fast. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't trying to flex.
I had my interview already. Imagine if Miles Sprung and Big Nelly work for the Indianapolis Indians, and we're both bat boys or clubhouse workers.
That would be so fun. All right, so spring training's underway.
Yep.
Everyone's been reported for a week now, and spring training is underway. But before that, we have a couple transactions. Ahmed Rosario. He agreed to a 1-year deal with the Tampa Bay Rays after a disappointing season with the Dodgers last year. After 13 years, Eric Hosmer is retiring with 4 gold gloves, a silver slugger, and a 2015 World Series championship under his belt. He played for the Royals, the Cubs, and the Padres. Let's see. Tim Anderson, former White Sox shortstop, after being one of the worst players in baseball last year, even though he's still like a star, just signed with the Marlins. Mm-hmm. The Pirates extended Mitch Keller, their ace, for a 5-year, $77 million deal.
I remember seeing him play with the Indianapolis Indians.
Yes, sir. Indianapolis Indians. All right. Gio Urshela signed with the Tigers. I'm not going to lie. I forgot he was still playing. Let's see. Is there any other like big ones? I don't think so. Oh, I forgot about this one. Cody Bellinger going back to the Cubs, 5 years, $80 million. I don't like that because I'm a Brewers fan. and then last but not least, Kike Hernandez is coming back to the Dodgers for like the 9th time because he's been back and forth between the Dodgers and the Red Sox. And then Brandon Crawford, former 2-time World Series champion, is signing with the St. Louis Cardinals. Manuel Margot was traded to the Twins from the Dodgers for a shortstop prospect. It's one of the guys that the Dodgers got in the Tyler Glasnow trade. That's about it. Yeah, and then spring training's underway. We're already getting some good moments out here, some good home runs. There's been a couple ones that have been over like 475 feet from like guys I've never heard of. So that's pretty cool.
From guys I never heard of.
So yeah. Quick little MLB update. All done. All right. So let's get into the actual news. Well, I mean, kinda.
It was news.
Bridget Mendler. Mm-hmm. Do you know Bridget Mendler by chance?
I have no idea who that is, buddy.
She's an actress, songwriter, singer, and who knows what else. She was on Good Luck Charlie, if you watch Good Luck Charlie.
Did not watch that show.
No.
Okay, well, she was a Disney Channel person. So, you know, this actor is now just suddenly the CEO of a space exploration startup.
Heard about that.
So, yeah. Okay. So she's officially the startup of a space known as, or of a startup known as Northwood Space. The aim of Northwood Space is to produce grounded satellite stations that act as a highway of data communications between Earth and outer space. So, how did she get the qualification for that? Is my question. I don't know. Yeah, money. Fair enough. Understandable. I mean, I didn't know if she, like, has a background and all that.
She could, possibly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably. Who's the actor that, like, went to Harvard and has, like, a law and PhD?
Probably a couple of them.
Yeah.
Not me, though. I know that for sure.
I remember watching College Game Day when Ken Young was on, and he's a proud alumni of Duke, and when Notre Dame played Duke, that was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my entire life, but... That's a successful actor going to a very prestigious and academic school in Duke, so.
Yup. All right. A man sued Powerball because apparently he was told that his $340 million jackpot, they told him it was a mistake.
Wow. Yep.
So he purchased it on January 6, 2023, and filed a complaint last November, but it's now an official lawsuit. So, yeah, they essentially told him, yeah, no, that's not true. That's not how that works. Let's see. I'm checking the website. Okay. Despite missing the live drawing on January 7th, he didn't rush to check the numbers due to the slim odds of winning. However, upon checking the website, he found that the numbers differed from those drawn live. When he attempted to redeem the ticket at a licensed retailer, none of his numbers matched. He then visited a DC Office of Lottery and Gaming Prize Center, where he was informed once more that he was not the winner. Wait, so... Huh? That's so weird, because it sounds like it didn't even... He didn't even win.
Someone put the numbers in wrong on the website.
Oh... Didn't mention that part. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'd be mad too. $340 million just taken away from me. I'd understandably be mad. A little bit of sports news about soccer. PSG striker Kylian Mbappe, one of the best soccer players in the world, has agreed to join Real Madrid in this summer. He has not signed a contract yet, but the deal could be announced once it is no longer possible for the clubs to meet. So he's, as per BBC, he's set to sign a 5-year deal, earning $15 million a season, or euros a season, sorry, plus a 150 million euro signing bonus to be paid over 5 years, and he'll keep a percentage of his image rights, so like selling jerseys and all that. That's a lot of money. He's getting a lot, which understandably so. He almost won the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much single-handedly. It was just him versus Messi, pretty much. Yeah. We've gotten the first image of... or the first picture of Sam Bankman-Fried in jail after his whole, you know, crypto fraud thing. You know about all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He scammed a lot of people through his massive crypto business. All right. Oh. Whoa, I didn't even see this one. Have you happened to have heard of the YouTube channel 8 Passengers?
The what?
The 8 Passengers.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I've never heard of 8 Passengers.
Oh, my. Dude, they are crazy. They're like a family channel.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I instantly knew as soon as I said it. her name is Ruby Frank, is the mother of 6 from Utah. And she did, like, parenting tips. But she, like, it was... Like, they weren't parenting tips. She was, like, excessively cruel. Like, there was one I remember where, like, her daughter was, like, responsible for packing her own lunch, but she forgot to, or she, like, didn't wake up early enough in the morning. So she went to school, and it was, like, lunchtime, and then they called her, and they were like, hey, she doesn't have lunch, and she also doesn't have money in her account. Could you put some money in her, like, school account? And she was like, no. She should have packed her own lunch, so she can starve. And like, I don't know. That's just one thing, but there's a bunch of other stuff too.
Was she the one who made like her kid cry for a thumbnail, or is that someone else? Just
probably because she's awful. Family channels are awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's sentenced for four counts of aggravated child abuse. So justice has been served.
Nice going, lady.
Yeah, nice job, Ruby, you idiot. Oh, quick little tip, actually, Apple says to not use rice to dry out your water-damaged phones, stating that it could potentially cause further damage due to the small rice particles, and it's not very effective at drying out a phone.
How are you supposed to dry them out?
Let,
a hair dryer?
Yeah, or like canned air or something. I don't know. Just not rice. That's all I know.
I remember dropping my phone in the toilet once.
It's happened all
the time. I've done that before.
I had my Android. I was back in those Android days, man. And I had to put in a bag of rice. But yeah, those were the days.
Those were the days.
No, I had pants on that, like... No.
Okay.
Sorry. No.
I have pants on a lot of the time.
But the
personally.
Way my phone sat in the back pocket, like it slid out when I stood up, and it fell into the toilet.
That's so fun.
It's not like I was holding it and I dropped it.
Okay, Northwest.
Yeah, I don't know what to think anymore. Okay, from that. All right, moving on.
Kanye West's daughter, Northwest, becomes one of the youngest artists to chart on the Billboard's Top 100 with Talking, which just came out a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so she's at number 30. And all 16 tracks from the album are on the 100 or on the Top 100 with Carnival at number 3. So, yeah, it's pretty cool seeing someone so young being or getting on the top 100. That's pretty cool. Oh, wow.
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 Oh, never mind.
Oh, darn.
I was excited. There was some released concept art for a Batman Beyond movie, if you remember, like, the animated Batman Beyond series. Yep. But then I read a little more and it said when they pitched it, he said, before we pitched it, they warned us there's absolutely no way we can do a Batman Beyond movie. Oh, but they loved our enthusiasm. We pitched the outline for an entire film and what started as a never turned into a maybe. So never mind. It could happen, but I hope so, because Batman Beyond was very, very good.
I just watched Lego Batman. I'm trying to think
which animated Batman series I watched. I don't know if it was Batman Beyond, but it was a Batman series where Batman, he was time traveling, and he was saving Abraham Lincoln from getting assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. I swear, he was time traveling. I don't know what series.
Was this a Dreamland?
No, I'm dead serious. This was in a episode of this Batman series. This was an animated version of Batman. Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
I need to find this.
The series was awesome. I love the series to death. You know, besides...
No way this is actually a thing.
I told you, dude. Besides Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, I love toy trains. This Batman series was up there. It was ranked...
Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That was the show. Love that show. I told you it was real. It's real.
What kind of fever dreams did you live on as a child?
Dude, I thought that was the coolest thing I ever seen in my entire life. Like, Batman time traveling to save Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. Are you serious right now?
I don't know how I feel about this.
History and fake history.
History has its own.
Combined.
Hey, no.
So fiction and nonfiction. I was like, what is going on? Batman, get him. Get him, Batman.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I need. That's what I'm saying, to be honest.
See, look right there.
He's watching. I'm looking at this clip right now,
dude. It is so cool.
There's no way.
It's awesome. I'm not sure when this Batman Brave and the Bold was released, but
I can't believe that's a thing.
Dude, it was awesome. I thought it was the coolest thing on TV.
That's actually so
crazy. I was
like,
crazy. Batman, go get him. Go get John. Go get John, Batman.
Probably.
It was like 90s and 2000s. It was like late 90s.
Those were
2000s.
Oh my gosh, my voice is gone now.
Ah, fiddlesticks.
Those were when like the best shows were. Like the 90s, early 2000s.
I like Saved by the Bell. Like Saved by the Bell, too. Mm-hmm. Those are my shows.
Fair enough.
Fireman Sam.
What?
Fireman Sam, dude.
I don't know what that is.
That was the show, okay?
No, the show was on every Monday from 8:30 to 9:15. Wait, no. 9:15 to 10. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Kieran, I screwed up. What is Fireman Sam?
It's a child.
Oh, never mind. I know what this is.
And then Team Umizoomi.
Do you remember Handy
okay,
Mandy?
Team Umizoomi is the greatest show to ever be made ever in the history of
Wonder
the
Pets.
Mid.
Wonder Pets was amazing.
Mid. Oh, I liked Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. They had a train episode. That was pretty cool.
What else had a train episode?
I mean, Cars technically, it's not a, I mean, they had like Cars Tunes and I really have a TV show, but I know they, you know,
They need to make a Cars movie called Trains.
No.
They've made Cars. They've made Planes. I don't know if anyone remembers Planes.
I remember Planes.
Now they need to make Trains. I like
Planes
a lot.
Planes was good.
Planes was fantastic. I love Planes.
The crop duster plane.
Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah, let's do it.
More Kanye. He changed his Spotify profile picture to a picture of a goat.
What a guy.
Because, you know, greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. So, he's the goat.
I've not listened to the Vultures album yet.
Neither have I. I've been meaning to get around to it, but freaking show choir, dude. It's freaking show choir. It's getting me all busy and whatnot. All right, let's see. Okay. Kodak Black, the rapper, is being released from federal custody after violating probation because he was driving under the influence after previous legal issues. So he got arrested, but he's all out now. He's all bye-bye. Avengers 5, you know, the Avengers 5, in the Marvel timeline that they gave, it was supposed to be called the Kang Dynasty, but then Jonathan Majors, who plays Kang in Ant-Man and was going to be the main antagonist for the rest of the franchise, got into some legal trouble. Ooh, what just came out of me? That was weird. Legal trouble. Some legal trouble. So it's no longer going to be called the Kang Dynasty. We don't know what it is. They're just wiping Kang off the map, which I thought they were just going to recast him, but never mind.
They're probably going to come up with a story for that.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. Moving on.
There's going to be like, in Ant-Man Quantumania, he actually did defeat Kang.
I'm ready for this Deadpool movie, dude. I'm so pumped.
Me too. I haven't watched the first two yet.
You seriously haven't watched the first two?
I've always been too young, and I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh my gosh. So freaking hilarious.
I'll get around to it at some point. It'll all get there. Let's see. Ooh. Each member of the Beatles. You like the Beatles.
Yes.
Right, Landon?
I like the Beatles.
Would have thought you would have been more of a Beatles guy.
I'm not a big Beatles guy. I think they're okay. I definitely will give them credit. They definitely helped revolutionize rock music into what it is today. But
they helped create the beat.
Drum. It's just I don't know. I like Paul McCartney.
The Beatles were a major part of rock
and
roll.
I don't have to like them. I don't have to.
Yes,
like
you do.
I have to like them.
They're the Beatles.
Okay.
Each member of the Beatles is going to get their own biopic film.
Yeah, I heard about that. So that's gonna be pretty awesome.
So there's gonna be a Paul McCartney movie, a Ringo Starr movie, John Lennon movie.
I'll have to tune in to
George Harrison movie.
Watch those.
Maybe. I won't go see him in person or in.
Are you a big Beatles
in a movie
fan?
Theater. I mean, they're fine.
That's where I'm at.
I like listening to them when I'm like
I really liked Paul McCartney's solo work after the Beatles and the stuff he did with Wings a lot.
Yeah.
It's just my type of. The Wings compared to the Beatles, Wings is my type of genre more of music. It's more rock and roll. The Beatles
Understandable.
Is more like. I mean, it was early pop. And it was still good, though. Gotta respect the Beatles. I mean, Ringo Starr, I also like him because he narrated Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. But that's another story.
God.
Moving on.
We've brought that up multiple times.
Well, I'm just saying.
Narrating.
I have like the first. Nina has the first season on VHS tape.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. So, I mean, this is just something that's kind of interesting. Strong winds pushed two passenger planes to go over 800 miles per hour.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Which is 200 miles per hour faster than a typical plane ride. So, I wonder if anyone, like, noticed. Like, anyone in there was pressed up against their seat, like, their face,
no.
like, going back.
Imagine if someone had headphones on and was listening to Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins and had, like, the aviator shades and like,
I mean, at that point,
he's like, I'm ripping 10 G's.
Well, 10 Gs is impossible. Well, I guess it's not if you watch Top Gun Maverick, but even then it was barely possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
It just happened.
It's part of the movie.
I know, but...
The Boys. It's a show on Amazon Prime. Yeah. I don't know if everyone's seen it. I haven't, but my dad's a major fan of it. Season 4 is coming out on June 13th. To celebrate the birthday of the main character, Homelander. And the poster for season 4 hints at political intrigue storyline. So we'll see where that goes. The U.S. has landed a spacecraft on the moon for the first time since 1972. We haven't landed in 52 years. I did math. Let's go. 52 years. And we've finally done it again. It's a spacecraft.
Were people on it?
No. The six-legged robot lander touched down at 6:23 p.m. And it's equipped with scientific instruments and technology demonstrations for NASA and commercial customers, aiming to operate for 7 days on solar energy. The mission's payload will focus on collecting data on space weather interactions, radio astronomy, and other lunar environment aspects for future missions, including NASA's planned return of astronauts to the moon later this decade.
I have a question for you. It's a would you rather question.
This seems unrelated, but I'm down. What's going on?
If you couldn't live on Earth, would you rather live on the moon or Mars?
I'm going with Mars. I'll probably go with Mars.
The moon.
I'd say the moon.
The moon would be cool, but isn't the Mars the closest thing to Earth's atmosphere?
Hold on. Sort do I of? Get, like, am I, so I'm living in, like, a filtered air
yes.
spacecraft.
Yeah.
Like, so unlimited air and everything.
Wait, did you, unlimited air?
Yeah, so, like, you don't run out of air, because, you know, that's a problem in space.
Well, then I'd go to the moon.
Exactly, I'm going to the moon.
Yeah, you never said that.
I'm going to the moon.
He said he'd go to the moon.
No, you said we didn't have unlimited air, so then I picked Mars.
That wasn't me. I just said, would you rather? I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
If we had unlimited air.
Yeah, then I'd go.
Well, Mars doesn't have, like, an atmosphere with air in it.
I mean, it's...
It's close, but it's not habitable.
Yeah.
So either way, you're going to need air. So I'm going to go with the moon, I can jump really high.
Yep, and I could say... One small step for man. One small step for mankind.
A giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to jump off a spacecraft and do a backflip.
I hit the gritty on the moon.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Now moonwalk on the moon. Oh, my gosh. Moonwalk on the moon.
I'm sure someone's already done. I guess no one's been on the moon since 1972. No one's ever moonwalked on the moon.
I'll dress up as Michael Jackson and everything and do it.
I gotta show you a video of us grittying in the court stand during mock trial.
No.
Playing Billie Jean while I'm on the moon. I'm just...
It'll work. EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Sports. Yeah, it's in the game. So they're coming out with the new college video game.
I'm so pumped.
We already talked about this last episode.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, they're coming out with the grando return of
it's been forever.
College football.
Holy jeez.
And some details have emerged.
Oh, snap.
All 134 FBS teams will be included in the game.
Yes! Football.
And then... They're offering players $600, or they're offering every college player $600 to feature them in the new game, which you're an idiot if you don't take that. So if you don't want to be in the game, then you're just going to be represented by a generic avatar. but
$600.
It's $600, and for like the bigger players, you can get potential NIL deals, which will be in the game. So transfer portal's in the game.
Sweet.
NIL deals are in the game. And
can't wait. I got to buy a new console.
And it's going to be like nothing like Madden is what they say.
My buddy, Asen Stevens, used to play Decatur Central High School. He plays at Virginia Tech. I'm about to like play as him in the game. and then my buddy, Javon Tracy, I'm going to be like, throw it to Javon every time. Go run, Javon. Tackle him, Asen.
That'd be crazy.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I think we've all waited a very long time for college football, and you know, college football is nothing compared to the NFL. I love college football so much. I think I like college football more than the NFL.
Yeah,
that's just me personally. Just like, I mean, there's rivalries in the NFL, but it's just like a different atmosphere for college football. I mean, you go to a college football game,
that's
and it's
fair.
A totally different atmosphere. But I mean, I've only been to a few Colts games, so it's, you know, I haven't been to like Lambeau Field, or I haven't been.
Oh yeah, Lambeau Field
was
awesome.
That's on my bucket list.
Dude, Lambeau Field was amazing. Aaron Rodgers got hurt in the first quarter and then came back at halftime and led a 21-point comeback. It was amazing.
I haven't
best day
been
of my life.
To, it used to be called Heinz Field. It's not Heinz Field anymore in Pittsburgh. That's
like,
another place.
It's like Acrisure now.
Yeah, that's another place I'd like to go watch a game. I mean, there's all these great stadiums, all these historic stadiums. I mean, college football, I mean, you want to go a game in Alabama. You want to go to Baton Rouge to watch LSU, Georgia, the Big House, Michigan. I mean, there's a ton of, you know, different atmospheres. I mean, watching a game at Notre Dame is like nothing else. So it's just, I'm excited, dude. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, me too. I gotta get it.
Is it multiplayer? Like, can we, like,
it's
online?
Be.
If it's online, it better be.
There's no way it's not. If it isn't, then they're doing something wrong.
It should be, at least.
Shrek 2. Oh, wait, no. Is it Shrek 2
Shrek
or Shrek?
2.
Shrek
Hold on.
2.
Megamind 2?
Shrek 2. No, Megamind 2, I'm not going to go see it. Or I'm not going to see it. It looks bad.
They're making a Megamind 2?
Yeah,
yeah,
it looks awful.
It's a Peacock exclusive. But, anyway,
isn't
Shrek
Will Ferrell 2, in that movie?
Maybe? I don't remember.
Yes,
I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shrek 2 is being re-released in theaters to celebrate the film's 20th anniversary. So if you didn't see Shrek 2 in theaters, obviously I didn't because I was not alive in 2004.
I saw Shrek 2.
Then I'm gonna
born, but yeah.
Then I'm gonna go see Shrek 2 in theaters. Obviously,
get out of my swamp.
Get out of my swamp. All right. Oh, how am I? How do I talk? How I don't even. I'm not even qualified to talk about baseball. I didn't even talk about the biggest controversy in baseball in the last many years.
Yep.
The uniforms.
Oh, my dear me.
Nike and Fanatics acquired the uniforms. So they've been producing the uniforms this year. They look awful.
They look really bad.
The lettering
it's
isn't
awful.
The lettering isn't patches anymore. They're like stick-ons. And they're also like smaller and cheaper. And really uncomfortable for the players.
It's like they're pretty bad. If you've not seen photos, I mean, I've seen this one player's name that went all across this whole jersey. Like it was like a big, it looked like the gateway. It looked like the gateway arch. And then,
even Justin Verlander.
And then
whose
the
name
number and the
long.
Numbers are tiny.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, and that,
I mean,
that's
baseball
all.
Is America's pastime. I mean, that's. You got to make these players look good. I mean, shoot, you're no offense, but I mean, I could probably go to the minor leagues and find a way better looking jersey.
Yeah. I mean, all that's annoying, but probably the biggest part of it is that the pants are see-through.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
You can see through their pants. Like, I mean, obviously you don't see anything like graphic, but here, look at this.
You want me to grab it?
Yeah. Look at that. Like, if you look, they're see-through. You can see their pockets.
Let me see.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Dude.
So, you better be wearing whatever, you know, jersey colors you're wearing. If you're wearing white, you better be wearing, you know.
Don't be wearing bright red.
Don't be wearing
red
white pants.
White pants under that.
Oh, just don't understand what they're doing.
This was the MLB. This was the MLB.
Thank goodness Robert Manfred's term is up after 2020. How long is this term? 2029? It's only 5 more years of Robert Manfred. Thank you.
Is he like the commissioner of the MLB? Or?
Yes, and I hate him so much because it took him so long, it takes him so long to do anything, even if every fan in the MLB asks for it or every owner in the MLB asks for it. It takes him forever to actually do anything.
He could possibly be destroying some of the most iconic jerseys in all of baseball.
Yep.
I don't want the Yankees colors, that's iconic. The Red Sox colors, I mean,
have their own colors.
I'm just saying, like these. I'm trying to just iconic. I mean,
my Brewers jerseys.
The Brew Crew are some of my favorite jerseys. The bright baby blue and the yellow.
City Connect one that we wear on Friday nights at home.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah, I got one of those for Christmas. I haven't worn it yet,
I don't know if I'll be going to a Reds game anytime soon. I probably will, but still, I'm just they're making the players look like a joke.
Yeah, it's
and they're professionals.
Awful. Yeah. All right. Oh, and apparently the boys has apparently also been renewed for season 5. Is what is being reported. Let's see. What? Balenciaga is selling chip bags for $1,750 each is what those are priced at.
All right. And get my chip bags. I'm all good. Put some Lay's potato chips in there.
Are they like chip bags?
I think they have chips in them.
Okay.
That's unreal.
I didn't know if they were like handbags that looked like chip bags or what.
No, I think it's actual like just straight up chip bags. Because there's no other things. It's just chip bags. I'm like, okay.
What are you going to use it? I mean, obviously to put chips in them, but like what? What? I don't understand.
Alright. We're gonna little close to time here.
Yep.
Beyonce, number one on Spotify global chart for the first time in her career with Texas Hold'em. Low key, kind of a bop. I'm not a big fan of the song. I don't think it's their best, but it's a bop. a Canadian student lives with his parents during college, but instead of just driving or getting an apartment or something, he flies round or he pays $150 for a round trip flight to Vancouver to avoid high rent costs, and it's actually cheaper.
Wow.
He saves around $2,000 a month on housing expenses by living with his parents and just taking a plane to school.
That's pretty cool, though.
Which is just crazy to me. The Screen Actors Guild Awards were recently. I'm not going to go too deep into them because it's pretty much, because every award at the Screen Actors Guild Award is the same as the BAFTAs, same as the Critics' Choice Awards, everything like that. But one important thing. Two important things, actually. The Breaking Bad and Modern Family cast both reunited in, like, sketches for award presentations. That was really cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Lionsgate is reportedly working on a remake of American Psycho.
I heard about that.
So that's going to be interesting to see.
It should be.
I'm probably not going to see it because...
I know a lot of people are, like, torn between, like, it's a good thing, and other people are like, it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing for me specifically because I've watched American Psycho and I freaking love it. And then I saw there was a second one, and it was legit the worst movie I've ever watched.
I don't think we should don't fix things that aren't broken.
Yeah, that's true. Because that's a masterpiece of a movie, of a horror movie specifically. But, yeah. Cillian Murphy has now won a BAFTA, Golden Globe, and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance in Oppenheimer. leaving only the Oscar yet to be claimed. Do you think he's going to do it at this point if he's won everything else?
Probably. Complete the cycle.
Let's go, buddy.
Complete the cycle. Not even Brendan Fraser could do it last year with his masterful performance in The Whale. Let's do it, Killian. Let's see. What? Oh, okay. A Texas man allegedly made $1.76 million from insider trading because he was listening to his wife's work calls.
Oh.
Just eavesdropping, and he made $2 million off of it. Looks like she doesn't really even need to work anymore.
Eavesdropping pays off, kids. I'm just kidding.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So AT&T, there was like a cyber attack or something.
Uh-huh.
And there was a network outage on Thursday.
Yep.
Yep.
So like everything was down.
Yep.
And in consolation for missing, you know, pretty much a whole day of everything, if you're on AT&T.
I have it.
They have they're giving everyone a $5 credit.
Yep.
And that's it.
I heard that from my econ teacher, Mr. Hofer, and I was like, yep, that's amazing. Way to go, AT&T.
So,
internet's down?
No, FBI is investigating it. I'm pretty sure it's like a cyber attack.
It's a cyber attack.
I have AT&T, but my phone was fine all day.
Huh.
Mine was not, unfortunately.
My phone had like the most cell service I've ever had in this room.
That's awesome.
Well, probably because the traffic was lower.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, my teacher, Mr. Hope, was like, I don't think AT&T stock's going to go down. Well, it ended up going down like
2.4%. Yeah, there's no way it wouldn't go.
Because he's like, I don't know if it'll go down because of a cyber attack or whatever, but it went down, and it's still going down.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling will perform I'm Just Ken at the Oscars.
Nice.
The Weeknd becomes the most consumed male artist in the whole world. He's the most streamed artist across all digital platforms worldwide, is what that means.
The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, yeah. There's no E. I can't call him The Weeknd. It's The Weeknd.
What?
Vin Diesel confirms that the next Fast and Furious movie will indeed be the last one. And it'll be a culmination of the entire saga, essentially.
I haven't watched the Fast and Furious.
I haven't either.
It's like Fast and Furious 7.
I watched the first one. I didn't care for it. So I haven't watched any of the others.
I've seen clips and it just hasn't looked that interesting.
Fair enough. A psychological study indicates that replaying video games again and again is actually beneficial for your emotions.
Aww.
That's what I'm doing wrong. No, I'm kidding.
Minecraft story mode.
Dude, I need Minecraft. I haven't
played it in a very long time, but I remember constantly replaying it.
Yeah.
I loved Minecraft story mode.
And then last but not least, Dune 2 with Zendaya, Timothy Chalamet.
Yep.
Who is the villain? It's someone that Austin Butler, I think.
Oh, snap. Elvis.
But with a 9.4 out of 10, it is now the highest rated movie ever on IMDb.
Wow.
Is that the one where they're like in the sand? And
yes.
Yeah. It looked kind of interesting. I don't think I'm going to go see it though.
I got to watch the first one first. I mean, it doesn't seem super interesting to me, but I'll give it a try because people talked really highly about it.
I saw the trailer when I went to see Mean Girls.
I've seen Mean Girls 3 times now.
Oh my gosh.
But no, because my dad, bought it. Like, we saw it in theaters, and then he bought it at home on Amazon Prime for like $25.
The music's pretty good in it.
Oh, it's so good. Anyways, that's all our time here today for the 411.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. Bye.
See you in Apples.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.